The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker Hotel in Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant within that hotel, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Gareth, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, if you had only one meal left on this earth, this is the one you would have.
Well, this is the fish course. I would have more than one course of it. I would probably eat beef as well. But no, sole meuniere to me is probably one of the greatest fish dishes in the world. And I think I was watching a lot of the Olympics at the moment, and I was thinking, I wonder are people capitalising and being in Paris and making sure they're finding this dish when they're in all the little brasseries. Yeah. So.
Now, sole, we've all had sole on or off the bone, but yeah. Meuniere, what does that mean?
It's just really the lemon sauce that goes with it. And I'm doing it, like, I'm kind of, it's not a totally classical recipe. I'm doing it with brown shrimps and caper. Normally, they just deglaze the pan with a splash of wine and then some lemon, and some chefs put capers and parsley. And that's what glazes the sole. So I'll give you the recipe for a slightly elevated version. So it's you need 3 tablespoons of seasoned flour, and then you need a couple of Dover sole with the head and tail removed along with the skin. Now, the skin is very easy to take off a Dover sole. You basically put the tip of your knife just at the tail and just tease a little bit of the skin away. And normally when you fillet a fish, you use a knife to take it away. But on a Dover sole, you just pull it off.
Pull it off.
And it comes off in one piece on both sides, the darker side and the white side. Obviously, your fishmonger will more than happily do that for you. And then you need 200 grams of butter. It's obviously a French recipe, so there's a lot of that coming at you. A couple of shallots, and you need shallots here because onion would be way too strong for the fish. 110 grams of brown shrimp, so a small little packet of brown shrimp. They're the really little tiny shrimp, and they give that lovely salty kind of shrimpy flavour.
So you won't be deveining them.
No, no, exactly. They're tiny, tiny. 50 grams of washed capers, couple of lemons that I want you to juice, a couple of tablespoons of chopped fresh leaf parsley, and then the garnish is going to be 250 grams of baby spinach. So all you're going to do is season the flour really well with salt and pepper, and then you just put the sole into the seasoned flour and dust off any excess. Now you need a large heavy based pan. Bring it up to a medium heat and put a splash of vegetable oil in. That just stops the butter from burning. And then you drop in your 40 grams of butter. And what will happen is you'll see the butter as it melts. It'll start to foam ever so slightly. Yeah. And at that stage, you just take your sole away from yourself and you drop it into the pan. And then you want it kind of on a medium to high heat. Just give the pan a little bit of a shake. And you're going to cook it for about 3 or 4 minutes on either side. What we're trying to do here is get a lovely crust. It should be an even golden brown colour.
This is where the flour has come in.
Exactly. Yeah. The flour just stops it from sticking, but it also helps the little bit of a crust. Turn it over. Same thing on the other side. Then take it out of the pan. Set it onto a warm tray into your oven. Set it 110 degrees. You're not cooking now. That's just to keep it warm. And repeat the process. You'll probably have to do it twice if you're cooking two sole. And then in that same pan, you're going to add in the rest of the butter, so another 100 grams of butter, and you fry off your shallots in that pan in the butter. Any little bits of fish that's stuck to the end of the pan will
form
start
part of the sauce.
Exactly, that's how we're going to make the sauce. You cook the shallots for 2 or 3 minutes, then you add in your brown shrimps and your capers and your lemon juice. You bring it all up to the boil, give it a good stir, and you'll see it'll go nice and shiny now as a sauce with all that butter in there. Add in your chopped parsley, plenty of cracked black pepper, and then just bring it up to the boil. Check the seasoning for salt. You probably won't have to add that much salt because remember
the capers
and the little shrimps are in there. And then in a separate pan, you're just going to get it on a medium heat, throw in a knob of butter, you'll have a bag of baby spinach very soon. It'll just be the size of your hand. It'll wilt right down. And really, I think that's one of the nicest dishes to eat at this time of year. So
it's very quick.
Really quick. And it's the type of dish, like it's what we call in the restaurant world, a la minute cooking. So you have to have everything ready before you start. And then you just go from start to finish. Yeah. To take a sole off the bone, all you need is a spoon. And it literally just pulls apart. There's 2 fillets on either
and
side.
And the bones all come out.
It always reminds me, you know, the cartoons when the cat eats the fish.
Leaving the skeleton
behind. Exactly, it's literally like a skeleton. So it's a very easy and for someone that isn't a fish eater, you know, you hear people saying that all the time. Sole is a brilliant one because it's a very kind of, it's a very gentle flavour of seafood, I think.
It's probably quick in the cooking, but if you overcook, what happens?
Just goes dry.
You're terrified of that.
Yeah, and really, but you know, if you've undercooked it in some way, it won't come off the bone. So if you just take a spoon and you go along the centre of the spine, just push to fill it. If it starts to come away, it's cooked.
I'm told here by one of the listeners, sole meunière gets its name from the French word meunière, which means the miller's wife.
Oh, thank you.
It's a reference to the method of preparing the fish, dredging it through the flour and so on. That's what the miller's wife would have done, because she had access to fresh flour.
There you go. I learned something on the show today. Brilliant. Thank you, whoever
sent that in. From Alan Tarr of The Marker, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.